The North Dakota federal judge said the injunction he granted over the Environmental Protection Agency rule applies to those 13 states, not the entire nation. Judge Ralph Erickson cited competing judicial rulings in favor of implementation of the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule. The injunction does mean a delay for 13 states, and that includes Wyoming, which happens to be the home of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Philip Ellis. Ellis called the rule unnecessary and an overreach by the EPA, and he argues that farmers are taking care of the country's waters.
Well, we are taking care of the water, and frankly, you know, in these memos that have come out from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which has responsibility in this area too, and backed away from this rulemaking, they questioned the science, questioned the need of it, questioned the legal jurisdiction, and that's what the courts will have to eventually decide. So the science is not there, and the waters, I would just say the waters are okay.
He calls the rule a land grab by a big brother type government. NCBA is part of a separate lawsuit against the rule filed in the U.S. District Court in Texas earlier this summer. NCBA is also working with Congress in an attempt to block the rule. Now, how about Congress? Well, House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway from Texas continues to criticize the Environmental Protection Agency's WOTUS rule. He calls WOTUS a vast overreach of power by the EPA by ways of a massive land grab. Now, 13 states were granted a delay in implementation on the rule, and Conaway says plaintiffs in the other states need to have the same.
I've got to believe that all the other cases out there, and there are a lot of them, some 31 cases at minimum, they've gone back to amend their pleadings to go back to their judges and ask for a similar stay, because it's really weird to have a rule of this expanse being applied in 37 states, but not in 13. So hopefully that's working forward. I think there's some effort to ask the administration to go ahead and voluntarily apply that stay in effect, say we're not going to implement anything until the court suit's over.
As for action in Congress, he said,
We're working hard to try to get it unwound, but as I sit here today, given the problems we're going to have between now and the end of September on the appropriations process, that we'll be able to use the power of the purse the way that we want to. So right now, it looks like our best shot is in the courts.
Conaway said he's anxious to see how other courts will respond.